Lady Killers with me, Lucy Worsley, is back. After two seasons now of chasing lady swindlers, thieves, hustlers, women on the make, we're back examining the cases of women who take. They take lives. They take the headlines. They take it all. Are you ready to play detective?
Come at once. There's been a terrible accident.
Get out of my house at once. I hate you. Get out. I will shoot you.
I'm going. God. What have you done?
Michael. Come back to me. Michael.
The whodunit begins, and the police are getting creative.
I tested the perambulator to see whether it would bear the weight of a body. I got into it myself, was covered up, and wheeled about in it.
In court, it's a classic case of his word against hers, and guess who gets believed? Spoiler, it's not the woman.
He's an old murderer. He did the deed.
She's been lying there all this time, and me in the house.
Some lady killers swear they're innocent.
Have you anything to say why the court should not proceed to pronounce sentence of death upon you?
Only that I am innocent of this crime.
While others parade their guilt in front of the press.
I'm the woman who shot her lover. Have a good look at me.
This season, we'll meet a body snatcher, a killer daughter, and a murderous lover as we travel across England, Scotland, and the USA. And this time we've got a surprise for you.
I've got a Victorian lady killer in my family.
A listener-led investigation.
I've got a story and I want more answers.
Enter our in-house historian, Professor Rosalind Crone, who's investigating a tragic murder-suicide in Surrey. We hope to shine a light on a dark chapter of family history.
I have managed to dig out the burial register for the parish. If you can see here, we have Daisy, buried 19th of May, 1894, 9.5 years old.
The half is heartbreaking.
And they visit the scene of the murder.
I've brought you here because we think that the Hazlitt family lived in this little cluster of houses here.
Wow, okay. I imagined that their lives were quite grim, but actually, looking at this field in the sunshine, that is reassuring for me.
Our guest detective team this season is not to be missed. We meet a forensic scientist, a human rights barrister, a women's justice campaigner, an African-American studies professor, a psychiatrist, and even a chief crown prosecutor.
On the basis of the evidence that we've heard, I would be very reluctant to charge Elizabeth on the evidence of a 12-year-old boy.
They're pulling apart cases from more than 100 years ago.
I did find myself wondering whether she might have been pregnant.
And showing how very little has changed.
These cases were not 100 years ago or even 50 years ago. They were less than a decade old. And so these things are happening right here today.
And we've got some bold opinions about our favourite detective shows.
It's incredibly popular and I wouldn't deny anybody entertainment, but it is a complete nonsense.
Join me for the all-new season of Lady Killers, where true crime meets history with a twist. Coming soon to BBC Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.